From the Sky News Centre at 4, a man's been jailed for 16 years for murdering his partner, whose body was found in his van after he crashed on his way to dispose of it. 54-year-old John Doyle stabbed and strangled Sian Reeds at their home in North Devon in June after she said she was leaving him. Forensics officers are examining woodland where a man's badly burnt body was found in Lee in Greater Manchester. Detectives are trying to identify him and establish how he died. Superintendent Julian Snowball from Greater Manchester Police says it's too early to say where or when the man died.
We have a post-mortem taking place this afternoon, which will further develop the investigation for us. And we're also following up lines of inquiry to identify the male, which again will help us to understand whether or not we've got a murder investigation.
Radical preacher Abu Hamza will be extradited to the US to face trial on terror charges. A European court ruled that sending him and four other men to America wouldn't violate human rights laws. The Syria ceasefire was a smokescreen to crush the opposition, according to the Foreign Secretary. William Hague says there's no evidence President Assad's regime has any intention of sticking to a peace agreement. Syria's main opposition says 1,000 people have been killed in the last 8 days. UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan says there's evidence violence is spreading.
We see that there are movements towards other areas which had not previously been targets, and that there are rolling military action which we believe should stop.
There's a call for football clubs to cover the full cost of policing in the wider area around their grounds. They currently only have to play for officers inside their stadium and just outside it. And 100 years after the Titanic left Southampton docks, descendants of those who died have gathered at the exact spot where she set sail. A special ceremony has been held at berth 44. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
For sure, you'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change, and though my love is great, and though my love is
I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is. Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Locally, just narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. Speed restriction of 40 miles per hour on the A127 on the eastbound track between the Halfway House and the Fortune of War. And on the tubes, there's no service on the Piccadilly line, Acton Town to Heathrow Terminal 5. And there's no service on the Central line, White City to West Ruislip.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive Now. As promised, very shortly I'm going to be joined in... Well, I'm already joined in the studio, but I'm going to be speaking to Julia Smith. She's here, she's nice and prompt, she was early, that's good to see. She's going to be talking about the perfect memento. If you want to know more, then definitely stay tuned. If you've got any big events coming up in your life, then you should definitely... Or big social gatherings or any parties or any weddings, then you definitely want to stay tuned because it might be something that you're quite interested in.
TV switchover is coming to your area in April. Everybody needs to be ready. Do you know someone who might need help in switching to digital TV? If they are 75 or over, registered blind, or partially sighted or eligible for disability benefits, the Switchover Help Scheme offers them practical help to convert one of their TV sets to digital. To get the help, they need to respond to the letter the Help Scheme has sent them. If you know someone who is eligible, give them a helping hand and remind them to apply for the help they're entitled to. You could even help them fill out their application form or ask them to call free on 0800 4087 656. The Switchover Help Scheme is run by the BBC under agreement with the government. For further information, visit the website helpscheme.co.uk.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777 232 or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
This Saturday at 7am for sellers and 8am for buyers, there's going to be a boot sale in aid of the Marillac Nursing Home. This is organised by the League of Friends of the Marillac, and it will happen at the Marillac Nursing Home in Eagle Way in Worley. The Marillac is a not-for-profit independent care home. It's owned, maintained, administered by the Sisters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul. Bargains galore to be had at the Marillac monthly boot sale in aid of the League of Friends of the Marillac. Sellers admitted to the grounds from 7am via Ford car park. Buyers from 8am enter via the Marillac front entrance. Teas, refreshments and a barbecue will be available. For buyers, admission is just 50p. For cars, if you've got a boot full of stuff, or a car full of stuff even, £8. Vans full of stuff, £12. You can call Eamon or Pat if you need to know more on 01277 220276, or you can get those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And I'm pleased to say that I'm now joined in the studio by Julia, bringing us the perfect memento. Hello.
Hi, Gabby.
Oh, as per usual. I think the microphones must be labelled up wrong. But no. Just start talking.
Hi, Gabby.
I think I can hear you now. I can't. I can never ever work it out. But we'll soon find out. Tell the listeners what the perfect. We won't talk about the weather because it's chucking it down. Tell the listeners what the perfect memento is. You're a local lady, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a Brentwood person. The perfect memento basically is a great addition for any event. It's a touchscreen kiosk, but when I say kiosk, it's very unobtrusive. It's not a big sort of booth. It's so guests go up to it, touch the screen, and then they can leave video mementos or a picture of themselves, and then there's a touchscreen keyboard where they can type you a message, and that gets put into a book and the videos get put onto DVD.
Right. So where do people... So the perfect memento, is it like... How big is it? Is it about the height of a human being?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, about sort of 5 foot-ish, something okay. like that. It's really sleek. It's white. So it's sort of... Hopefully will go in with any event. And then it's...
Does it look quite modern?
Yes. Yeah,
a lot of people like
very
modern things.
Yeah,
now.
I think it looks contemporary.
Something that looks up to date.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah. And like I say, it's very unobtrusive, so it's still hopefully being white and then it's just got our logo on it, should fit into any colour scheme.
Did you create it yourself or not?
Yes. Yeah, it was
really?
Myself and my partner. So he sort of did all the software side and then I
cool.
did the sort of the look of it, if you like.
Really? What? Yeah. So you designed it on the outside?
So we had an idea of how we wanted sort of the software side of it to look. So the and then we sort of dealt with companies in the UK and we came up with a design for the kiosk.
Wow, how did you get into designing? I mean, that sounds quite...
Okay, when I say... So we designed, like, the concept, but the actual kiosk itself is not my design, personally. So the concept, the logo, and all that sort of stuff, the actual kiosk we have bought, but we've obviously branded it up ourselves. So,
yeah,
the software side of it is all bespoke, done for us.
Yeah.
But that was more my partner's side.
Wow, yeah. You must be very, very talented. What sort of qualifications have you got? I'm just interested.
We're both
In case you've got listeners that are like, oh, I think I'd like to do something like that.
Well, we've both sort of got an IT background.
Ah,
so,
okay.
So we're both in that sort of field anyway.
Yeah.
Like I say, the sort of look of it is more my part.
Wow. And so people can have these freestanding
yeah.
at any event
yeah.
that
so,
they want to, like, just kind of an event, whatever they want to remember, really.
Exactly. So obviously weddings is the ideal choice because people will have a guest book. So you can either have just the written guest book and then you can also have this as an addition as well as... and then because of the size of it and stuff and because it won't sort of interfere too much with your room, then and all you need is a plug point, so anyone can sort of really have it at any event, weddings, birthdays, any event that you want to remember forever. It's the perfect thing to have.
Wow. And so does it take photos?
Yeah, so it takes photos and videos. It's completely unlimited, so guests can go to it as many times as they like. It's there all day from whatever time they want in the morning till midnight. They can just... It's completely unlimited, and then it'll all get edited, the DVD afterwards, and the photo book, and then it all comes in a nice box
okay.
with a ribbon.
Oh. And does part of what you offer to your clientele, do you do the editing of it all and everything like that?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You basically hand them the finished version.
Yeah, and in the sort of presentation box and all that, sort of roughly about 2 weeks after
the
event.
A presentation box, a bit like, you know, a photo album gets all of those.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
How will they find the photos, if there are any?
So they come in a book, so that will come in a bound book.
So that will actually be a book that you can turn the pages.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
It's not like all on a computer.
No, exactly. So there'll be the picture, and then to the right-hand side there'll be the message that the guests left, and then that will be put into the book, and then that'll be image-wrapped with a picture from their special day, whatever it may be. And then they send that over to me, and then that'll be image-wrapped as well.
Oh, wow. Now, if someone was at their, for their function, it was one in which they wanted people to be able to leave them messages but not surrounded by loads of other people. And I suppose that's an option, isn't it? You could actually, if someone wanted to have it in a separate room.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes there's stuff that you'd only... I mean, if, for example, it's a massive, big birthday celebration.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get messages from people like perhaps, you know, your closest friends that you might only share stuff with, that only, you know, you guys share stuff with.
Yeah.
And or they might want to do something that will make you laugh.
Yeah.
To remember this by, especially if everyone's had a drink.
Exactly, yeah.
But they might not want to do it. Like, surrounded by loads of other people, you know, watching them leave their message.
Yeah.
So they can have it somewhere quite, private.
Yeah, so, I mean, depending, obviously, the venue. So
yeah.
I'll phone the venue and I'll discuss requirements and stuff like that. And obviously, like I say, I do need a plug point, so it can't
Is it quite easy to use as well for the
really
user?
Really easy to use, yeah.
That's the other thing. If they have had a drink, I mean, I can think of times where I've been to loads of massive, you know, things like weddings and parties. And they have a guest book. But normally, when I've been to these things, I've been having... It's such a good time, you know, or I've been, I've had a little bit too much drink.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I can't be faffing around with a guest book. Whereas if this is something that they can just go and leave a quick message.
Yeah.
And really, you don't have to, all you have to do is press a button. Is that kind of how it works?
Touch a screen.
Yeah. It starts recording and you can just do your little spiel.
Exactly.
Or whatever you feel. Because sometimes you feel like saying something, but putting it into words would just look stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it would just make no sense at all, actually.
And also, I think with those guest books, everyone flicks back the pages and copies what other people have written. So at least with this, everyone will just say whatever they want to say, like you
yeah,
say, and they'll
so
leave
they
a real...
they can't have a look at what the person
no.
before.
No. So, because there's no... Yeah, there's
I hate
no
when people... You know when people do that with birthday cards?
I know. And it's just the same thing repeated.
They'll be like, oh, well, what have you written?
Yeah.
It's like, well, don't just write that. That's going to be personal. Or they all write the same thing. I often find I always try and write something different from everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. So at least with this, everyone will be able to just say exactly, you know,
where
whatever comes
to. Where did you
come
up with the
idea? I think that was sort of more my partner, really. He came up with the idea. There's because there are similar sort of video kiosks out there, and my friend had one for a wedding, but we thought we'd like to do picture as well. So he just sort of went on that idea and that sort of and took it from there, really.
And what's it like working with your partner? Do you have difficulties? Do you ever get into arguments about it?
Or
do you
never, Gabby. No. Perfect. That's why perfect memento.
Perfect memento. You know, do you delegate work? So it's just like, well, that's your area and that's my area. And so you don't get involved with that and you don't get involved with that.
I suppose, yeah.
Or are you doing it really as a team?
I think we're quite a good team now.
Yeah.
But we've worked together for a long time anyway, sort of even with our backgrounds, so we're used to it, Gabby.
Yeah. Do you do anything else? Do you do any other work? to
who, me
or well or your husband?
I'm a full-time mum as well, so
wow.
Yeah, and then my partner does a bit more IT sort of stuff as well, so yeah, but this is our sort of main
now
priority.
Earlier on we were having a conversation about me getting stressed out with technology.
Yes,
so do I presume that you're the opposite, that technology doesn't stress you out?
No, I quite like technology. Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
because probably because you understand more about it. So when I'm not getting on with technology, I don't know what's happened, and so I just feel a bit lost. Whereas you might be more like you see a problem, and then you're like, ah, now, how are we going to solve this problem?
Yeah, exactly. I want to get to the bottom of it, yeah.
Yeah, you want to. Whereas I want to phone a friend or ask the audience.
But you can phone me now, Gabby.
and then they can sort it out as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything else about, I mean, you don't have to give you prices because it's probably dependent on so many factors, but is it affordable for most, you know, if someone can afford to have 100 people gathering, is it quite affordable?
Yeah, I mean, that was that sort of part of our pricing strategy, was to make it an additional that people could actually afford as opposed to something that was way out of people's reach. But it's £3.95 to hire it, and that's the whole day, and that's the DVD, the photo book, the delivery, everything. So that's the daily cost. But so everything's on the website anyway, for people. So
and by the way, this is another thing that's just sprung to mind. What do you do if someone damages it? Because that often happens at parties, you know, you have damages. I know people that have hired out a dress and then what do? They go and rip it.
Yeah,
and they've got to take it back.
Yeah, well, we just hope that doesn't happen. We don't really want people to damage it, but
no, but I mean, like, will they have to pay for damage?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of all the legal side of it, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so
we haven't had anyone damage it yet, Gabby, so, I mean, it is insured, obviously, but
yeah. Oh, right.
Don't really want to promote damage.
No, of course you don't, but I was just, other people might be worried about that.
No, I know what you mean.
I'd worry about it, because I've often found that when I've held, you know, big gatherings in the past, though, I mean, this is going back a few years, so everyone's a little bit more immature, but I've often found that people it's not you that damages it, you the person that's hiring it out and spending the money, someone else damages it.
I know,
you know, yeah. you get some person at the party. Well, you know, we all have accidents.
We do.
So accidents can happen. But
yeah,
that's all,
especially
that's,
with a bit of alcohol.
That's all accounted for.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
now,
Gabby.
If people want to see what this looks like or know more, you've got a really, really nice website, actually. I have to say, I've been looking on it today.
Oh, thank you.
So what is the website address?
So it's www.perfectmemento. That's M-E-M-E-N-T-O. Some people put an O in. .co.uk.
And how far is the area that you'll deliver out to?
It's free delivery within Essex, and then we do all the surrounding counties as well, so London, Kent, Cambridge, etc. So
So
we do cover quite a wide area.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Gabby.
And thank you for coming in today to Phoenix.
Thank you.
Showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle.
There is a pothole as you go into Brentwood on the Ingrave Road at the junction with Queens Road at the roundabouts. There's one here in Brentwood going south on Maskells Lane off the A1023. And also you might find one on the eastbound track of Church Road in South Benfleet, just past the Robert Drake Primary School.
Help us to help you. visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
M11's closed and queuing traffic southbound between junction 10 of Duxford and 8 of Bishop Stortford because of an overturned vehicle, and the M11 is very slow northbound as well between junction 4 and 5 of Loughton because of an earlier lorry trailer fire. All lanes have been reopened. Slow traffic on the A12 Southend Arterial Road eastbound in Leyden between Billericay and Navenden. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road. And on the central line, there's no service between White City and West Ryslip, and there's no service on the Piccadilly line, Acton Town to Heathrow Terminal 5.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul. Whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6 o'clock, and a massive thank you to my guest Julia Smith coming in to tell me all about the wonderful idea her and her husband came up with to feature the perfect memento at your perfect occasions. I think it's a lovely idea. I think that leaving messages in books, I've forgotten what you call them, maybe you call them memento books, but leaving those messages, it's getting a bit dated now, isn't it? It all needs to be updated with some technology.
In to start?
Stevie.
That'll work.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Wednesday next week, the 18th of April, to Saturday the 21st at 8 p.m, Titus Andronicus by William Shakespeare is going to be brought to you by the Artisans Drama Society at the Brentwood Theatre, in conjunction with the Royal Shakespeare's Company's open stage project. Shakespeare's most gruesome tale is brought to life. 14 deaths, 2 dismemberments, 1 rape, 2 decapitations, and a mother tricked into eating her 2 sons. Not my type of play, but never mind. And it's £11 to go along. You can call the box office if you want to go along to this gruesome tale on 012 77 200 305, or you'll find the details again plus lots more events for the remainder of April. All the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
The way you choose to be. The way you choose to be.
Flashback every Wednesday night between 10 p.m. and midnight for 2 hours of pure, non-stop 80s music with The Way It Used To Be. Whether it's new wave, synth pop, or just electronic techno, or just believe this music wasn't only acceptable in the 80s, then join me, Stephen Bealey, 10 till midnight every Wednesday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, hello there. I'm Graham Stannard, and I'm here to tell you about my musical meandering show every Sunday night here on Phoenix 98 FM. It's where I try and bridge the gap between the weekend celebrations and preparing for the week ahead. So whether you like rocking out or chilling out, I shall endeavor to service you appropriately with music ranging from mellow acoustic through to something a bit more psychedelic. That's musical meanderings every Sunday night between 10 p.m. and midnight.
You can text the Phoenix FM studios anytime on 0777 9 298 298. Texts will be charged at your standard message rate and will go straight through to the studios. The new Phoenix FM text message number 0777 9 298 298.
to no good. Besides, all our sons and daughters already know how that feels.
If you like to get the best out of your weekend, then join me, Alan Johnson, every Saturday morning for the Feel Good Saturday here on Phoenix FM. As well as the usual updates you need, we hear from some of the people helping to make our area special. The emphasis is always on the brightest music you'll hear anywhere on the radio, so, whatever the weather, don't forget to make a Feel Good Saturday an essential part of your weekend by joining me from 10 till 12 right here on Phoenix FM.
Do you like listening to a range of old and new music? Do you like to know the hottest celebrity gossip? Do you like to hear about what our local celebrities are getting up to? If you answered yes to all of the above, then you were like In The Mix with me, Nikki Mills, every Saturday from 2 till 4. I will supply you with discussions, info on local events, some interviews and the occasional competition. That's In The Mix every Saturday from 2 till 4. See you then.
Are you in the mix?
Phoenix FM.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.